The parsha is Parshas B'Shalach, and Parshas B'Shalach talks about, Shlach, it's Parshas Shlach, and the parsha talks about tzitzis. Tzitzis in this week's parsha. So we're going to talk about something that anyone who wears tzitzis, or even if you don't wear tzitzis, if you buy tzitzis for people who wear tzitzis, is always a concern, and that is how big do the tzitzis have to be? So let's talk about shiurim for tzitzis. It is a bit confusing. I'm going to kind of get to the end first, in that they don't always tell you the measurements on the sizes of the package of tzitzis that we buy. It says a 12, an 18, a 16, but they're not so forthcoming with what that means. So it's a little bit dishonest and doesn't really help you out so much. I mean, honestly, I would just say you should get permission to open up the package in the store and measure them yourself. But let's see what exactly we're measuring, what we're looking for. It's one siman in Shulchan Aruch, siman tazayin, based on one line in the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos, Daf Mem on the base, says that if the beged would cover rosho verubo of a child, it would cover, it's the cloth would be big enough to cover the head and then the majority of the child's body, and an adult would go out in such a garment once in a while, meaning we'll have to talk about what else the adult is wearing, but the adult would go out in such a garment, then it's chayav in tzitzis. If the beged would not cover rosho verubo, the head and the majority of the child, so then, even if the adult would go in such a beged, then it's patra, you wouldn't put tzitzis on such a garment. That's the size that the Gemara is looking for. That's it. There's no measurements of an amma, of a tefach, anything else. All it talks about is children and covering children up. That's the entire measurement given by the Gemara Menachos. The Nemuka Yosef there in the Gemara is cited by the Beis Yosef saying, if the katan would be embarrassed to go without covering that covers Rosh Verubo, then the covering would be chayv and tzitzis. If you wouldn't go out in such a covering, then it's not a ksus, which is what we're looking for. We'll get explained why in a moment, and it would be patzah. Why? Because the other place in the Torah that talks about tzitzis is in the end of Dvarim. And it says, gedilim ta'aselach, you should have strings, al arba konfos, on the four corners of kususcha, of your kusus, asher techaseh, that you cover with. Now, if the Torah would have used the classic word of beged, you should have four corners on your beged, and it says on the beged, so then it would depend on the shear of a beged, what halachically is considered a beged when it comes to measurements. But because the Torah says ksus, a word that we don't really find in other types of halachos, of a ksus, of a covering, to be mechaseh, so therefore we look at what is the smallest covering that a small person would wear.
All kind of things bigger than
him. Yeah.
True,
but it's also it happens to also use ksus. If it would only say beged, then we would look at beged. But the Torah goes out of its way to say this expression ksus. Why? L'chasos, a covering. The whole idea, says the Nemuka Yosef, of what a tzitzis beged is supposed to be a covering. And if it doesn't cover mostly the smallest child available to wear tzitzis, so then it's not considered something that's chayav in tzitzis. And if the katan wouldn't be embarrassed to go out uncovered, then it's not considered ksusta. Now, let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shir talis shechayav betzitzis, she is kaseba ba'orach v'rochav rosho v'rubo shel katan. Hamashalech levado b'shuk, would go out into the street. Being a sarach l'achlo shomer, wouldn't need another. It's not like a baby that you need, like a mommy like to hold his hand. It would walk out into the, go to the store on its own.
Yeah. Very strange criteria. A katan, you know, being the measurement.
Good. We'll get to the katan in a moment. Good. Now, what does the Shulchan Aruch not mention over here? He only mentions the amount of Rosh Verubo. But the Shulchan Aruch, the Siddur of a Rambam Gon, the Rambam Hilchos Tzitzis, don't mention the other measurements in the Gemara, which was that an adult would go out ba'arai, you know, occasionally in such a garment. It doesn't mention that. So the Torah and the Ramah do add it, though. If you look in the Ramah says, V'aschai betzitzis dafka k'sheha gadol lo sho pa'amim arai. If the adult would wear such a garment of that size, you know, arai, not every single day, but he like had to go out to get the paper or something like that, and he'd go out into the street a little bit, a few times dressed that way with such an amount covered, then that's also the amount needed as well. So the Ramah brings this, the Bach, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Gra, and the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Dal. The Sif Katan Dal is very big over here. We're not going to read the whole thing. But he writes that there's no brach on a talis katan unless an adult would wear such a garment. The Chazanish and the Chazanish and Arachayim and Arachayim Kayasni Shon Halachos quotes the Chazanish as saying that you can make a bracha even if an adult wouldn't go out in such a garment. So you have Malachos opposed to him. How much further does it have to go than Rosh Avuluba? Now, how old is this child? Meaning, how old is the child who would go out into the Shuk on their own? So the Smak writes, Ramosha of Kusi writes in Sefer Mitzvah Zakat, and Mitzvah Lamed Beis, that the child is Higiel Chinuch. He's reached the age of Chinuch. How do I know that? Because the Suk Gemara in Sukkot Daf Mem Beis says, Katan Shigiel Chinuch, the child who reaches the age of education, is one who knows how to put on tzitzis. Chinuch and wearing tzitzis go hand in hand. If he's Higiel Chinuch, the age to teach him mitzvos, that means he's old enough to wear tzitzis. And when is he old enough to wear tzitzis? When he's old enough to learn about mitzvos, the two go hand in hand together. How old is that, though? So the Bach says it's around 6 or 7. 6 or 7 is when we start being careful with children when it comes to mitzvos. The Sefer HaChinuch also says it's 6 or 7 as well. The Rambam Hilchos Tzitzis Paragimel says that the child being spoken about is some who would walk by himself to the Shuk, is what the Shulchan Aruch writes here as well. The Ravid agrees. The Tur says that is a 9-year-old. And the Shulchan Aruch seems to follow the tour that it should be big enough to cover a 9-year-old as well. The Rabbah says it's a 5-year-old. That's a very small talis, katan. But usually we're looking at a 9-year-old. So, how we have to figure out about a 9-year-old in a moment, we'll get to the Shir of Amos. The Poskim, going back to the Bach, noted that many people don't know that there's a necessary Shir of a talis katan. So why is that people wear such small tzitzis begadim all the time? So they have a libud schus on the minig of smaller talis katan because they want to say if it's meyuchad for the mitzvah. It's clearly not your t-shirt. It's clearly not, you know, your polo shirt. It's not a suit. It's clearly something that's special for the mitzvah of tzitzis. And if it looks like it's for tzitzis and it's designed for tzitzis and it quacks like tzitzis and it walks like tzitzis, the whole thing, so then we're going to treat it as tzitzis, even though it might be smaller. And they say that even a person who wears something, if it's below the shear we're going to talk about, still has a zeichel of the mitzvah. It certainly accomplishes the aspect of Idan Riska is the Gemara novel says that if there's a time of strict judgment and there's a midas hadin in the world, so then those who forego very easy mitzvahs will be punished first. And the example of the Gemara is are people who could wear tzitzis but choose not to just because they're lazy or cheap. So the poskim say that if a person wears tzitzis but it's smaller than the required shear, it still helps with any midas hadin and things like that. The Mishabur writes this other poskim as well. Okay, so all we know about is 9-year-old children and it should cover most of their body. So how big is that when it comes to halachic measurements of the amma? So the Sefer Pri Aretz cites the Derech Chachma, who says this comes out to 3/4 of an amma in length and 1/2 amma wide. I'm not going to give it in centimeters and inches yet. We're going to keep it in ammas now. 3/4 of an amma in length, 1/2 amma wide. The Machzis HaShekel, the Malbim, the Aretz HaSachayim, Malbim wrote a Sefer in Halacha. Do you know that? The Malbim is famous for Tanakh, but he wrote a Sefer in Halacha, the Aretz HaSachayim, never made it past like the first like 40 simanim in Shulchan Aruch, and that's all we have. The Rishach likes to tell the story that the Malbim went to get a haskama for a sefer from the Chassam Sofer in Pressburg, and they went to daven by Mincha, and he was the Malbim as a young man then. He went to daven Mincha, and the Malbim like wasn't paying attention where he was sitting, and he sat in the Chassam Sofer's seat, and everyone was like murmuring, and the Chassam Sofer said, "No, let him stay where he is." So, and he didn't get up. So the Malbim, when he found afterwards, he was mortified. And he always felt that because the Malbim said, let him stay where he is, he took that as almost like as a klala, so to speak, that the Chassam Sofer said, was saying, not that the Chassam Sofer intended this, but it was the words of a tzaddik, that like you're going to stay where you are in your like halachic learning. Like you're not going to grow anymore in your halachic learning. And that's why he never accomplished anymore in halacha. And he was only, not that the Malbim Tanakh is fine on its own. He doesn't, we don't need to defend that, but he never accomplished more in halachic learning because of that same with Psalms over. Anyway, so that's what he says in the Aretz HaSachayim, that there's no such source for 3/4 of an amma in the Gemara, or half an amma width. There's no source, it's not a shear for anything. 3/4 of an amma is not a halachic measurement that we find anywhere else in halacha. So then why all of a sudden when it comes to tzitzis would we now invent the measurement of 3/4 of an amma? The Mishnah Brura writes here in this long piece in Sifkat and Dalid, the Bir Halacha as well, cite the above poskim, and he concludes that you shouldn't make a bracha on tzitzis unless it is nevertheless 3/4 of an amma in each direction. That means 3/4 of an amma here in the front, and then 3/4 of an amma down in the back. This excludes the neck hole. We're going to get back to the neck hole later on, but the Mishnah Brura says the calculations start from the bottom of the neck hole on each side, the end of the neck hole inside, and then the neck hole is not considered part of the measurement of the length and the width as well. And if it's smaller than this, he says there's a chashash of a bracha batala. And then the Mishnah Brura says that anshei maisa, people who are punctilious in their shmiras hamitzvos will have one amma in the front and one amma in the back. The source, he writes here in the Shara Tzir and Sifkat and Zion, the source is the Arz HaTzachayim, who's citing the Siner HaRav of the Baal HaTanya. And that is what the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chadchila, L'chadchila, the tzitzis should be an amma long in the front, an amma long in the back. The Malbim does cite a machlokas regarding what the Shulchan Aruch means regarding length and width. Does the shear of Kadesha katan miskaseh, that the child has to be covered, is only about length, or does it also include width? The Radbaz says the big baggage has to cover the length of the katan and width as well. The Mari Kash, cited by the Birka Yosef, says you don't need width for a beged, and therefore the width only needs to be the size of the child's body. If he's a very skinny child, so then very skinny tzitzis. If he's a very hefty child, so then much more wide tzitzis, according to the Birka Yosef. So the Mishnah Brura only mentions the shear of 3/4 of an amma of length and one amma of anshei maisa, but he doesn't mention any shear and width, how long, wide the tzitzis have to be. The Bir Halacha cites a Yesh Omrim, you need a shear of Rosh of Rubo and width as well. And he concludes, you should have an amma in each direction, you'll be certain to make a brach on such a baguette. The Chazon Ish writes in Siman Gimel, the shear of the width is found nowhere in Shas. We have nowhere in Shas you need a width of tzitzis. You only need a shear in length, like the opinion of the Ma'ari Kash. Because we're careful, the minhag is to make a full baguette. He says that is 2 amos long and 1 amma wide, meaning it's a rectangle in the width, in the length, 2 amos, and then 1 amma wide as well. The Chazon Ish we'll get back to later on doesn't require you to exclude the neck hole in your measurement. And the Shirin Shel Torah explains the Mishnah Brura to me in the minhag of Anshei Maisa to make a talis katan that is 1 amma wide as well. So I'm telling you right now that l'chatchila, l'chumra, and it's probably the best thing to do, is to have a beged of tzitzis for your talis katan that is 1 amma from the bottom of the neck hole to the bottom of the tzitzis, and the other amma from the other side of the neck hole to the bottom of the tzitzis. That's the l'chatchila thing to do. The next question should be, well, how much is an amma? Right? How much is an amma? So Rav Chaim Na'a, who we enjoy his measurements very much on Pesach, because they are smaller and more in line with what was probably done in the past, writes in the Shirei HaTorah that the shear for the amma of Talis Katan is 48 centimeters. Okay? In amma Shecheches, which is a little bit longer, is 49 centimeters. 3/4 of an amma is 36 centimeters. Okay? So if you want to go according to Chaim Na'a, when you go to the Svarim store, the Jacob store, you'll take your measuring stick, you'll take your ruler, and you'll measure out 48 centimeters from the bottom of the neck hole to the bottom of the tzitzis. How much is that in feet, inches? We'll find out soon. So, if one who wants to have the hider of anshei maisa, the square arm in the front and the back, the total thing should be, yeah?
Practically 19 inches.
19 inches, not that long. Saying, you know, a piece of paper is 11 and a half, and it's a little bit longer than, it's like 1.5 of Avery's. It's not that long. And
width was 35 centimeters.
The width is 30. If it's 36, it's only if it's a 3/4 of an amma, the smallest shear, then it's only 36 centimeters, which is even less, which is not so much. Those who are machmer, you know. So again, the if you're going to not include the neck hole in your, if you're going to include the neck hole in your measurement, so it should be a total of 98 centimeters long, 49 centimeters wide, l'chumra, and a little bit more if you're going to include the neck hole. The Chazon Ish, we know, is a longer shear. The Chazon Ish writes that it is 58 centimeters if it's an amma, and if it's 3/4 of an amma, then it's 44 centimeters as well. The Shoni Halacha says that it's best to have 60 centimeters. That's what the Chazon Ish writes in his letter in the Kovei Zikros Chazon Ish in Chelek Aleph. Yorchas Rabbeinu says that the Chazon Ish requested the talus katan that was slightly more than 60 centimeters because it shrinks in the wash. So he wanted to be a little bit more than that. So one who wants to be mahader for the shear of the Chazon Ish, the total length will be 116 centimeters from one end to the other as well.
So that's counting the neckle.
Counting the neckle, yeah. The Chazon Ish is not a counter of the neck. It does count the neckle, so that's a chumra over. That's a cool over there. Rav Moshe says, I think it's 18 inches. Rav Moshe says, if you're doing it in inches, he says 18 inches. Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul in the Orla Tzion says, regarding the width of the talus, one shouldn't make the bracha unless it's at least 72 centimeters. That's a very big chumra as well. According to the Bir Halacha of Zilber and the Orla Tzion, the shear of a talus that needs tzitzis is unlike any other shear in the Torah. That are Halacha Moshe Misinai. Why? Because the Gemara says in Menachos, she is kasar roshav rubo shel katan v'hagadol yotz ba'arai. The Achronim measure the beged that covers the roshav rubo katan with amos. Therefore, they say the shear shouldn't be subject to a regular machlokas regarding the size of the amma. Meaning in other areas, is the amma rechaim na? Is it the Chazon Ish? We're going to have machlokas back and forth. But as was pointed out, tzitzis are not really about amos, they're about covering. So the answer is, whatever is going to cover the child best is going to be the right shear for Rosh Hashanah of a katan. It depends on the metzias. A bega that's 48 centimeters and 48 centimeters will definitely not have the proper shear. It's not going to be enough to cover a katan as well. There's a kuntras called Bir Shear Talus Katan. It's 49 pages. I have it if anybody wants. It's 49 pages, all about the size of the talus katan, written by Rav Yehuda Weiss. So he writes at length, showing that all the achronim measured according to the metzias that would cover Rosh and Rebo. He cites a tshuva, the tshuva slave Rav Chaim Palagi, that the measurement of an amma only works if you don't include the Rosh of the child. And therefore, Rav Chaim Palagi says it should really be a 1.5 amos long, equaling the 55 centimeters closer to the shear of the Chazon Ish. But the point being, when we're looking for the beged of a talus katan, we should not be so intricate so much in the inches, so much as what is the size that will look large enough that would cover most of the body of a small child. That's really what we're looking for. And therefore, to go l'chumra here is not just being machmir in measurements. It's really being careful and making sure that it is significantly large enough to cover a child, as the Gemara describes. So it's not getting into the nitty-gritty of the Chazon Ish, who's right, what's the size of an olive. That's not the point here. The point here is, what's going to be the measurement that's going to suffice in covering a small child that's around 9 years old? So when a person goes to the Chumra in measurements for the beged of a talus katan, it's not just about being machmir in measurements. It's about being machmir in what is a kisui enough in that situation. That's the halacha l'maisa. Then comes the shita of the Vilna Gaon and Rav Chaim Volozhin. In the Kesar Rush, written by the Talmidim Rav Chaim Volozhin, so they say that Rav Chaim Volozhin said that a talus katan that doesn't reach the knees is not kosher for the mitzvah. Your knees. Okay? Not a child's knees, your knees.
The beged itself
needs to go to the knees. Why? Because the Gemara says that you wouldn't go out awry. You wouldn't go out, every once in a while. And you mostly would not leave the house unless you had a beged that went around to the knees. That you would need the beged. It would have to, if you were wearing, your underwear and your undershirt, and you had your beged sitting over it, you wouldn't go out if you weren't covered from the shoulders to the knees in most situations. So Chaim Volozhin said it has to go to the knees. The stipler wore tzitzis that went to his knees. This is the meaning of many gedolim, including the minhag in Brisk. Those in Brisk are makbid that the tzitzis should go, the beged should go to the knees to wear a long talus katan. And someone will explain that according to those who need an amma only, yodzei bo gadol arai b'shuk means the adult is wearing a beged on top of his regular clothing. Meaning, how do you defend those of us who are not wearing to the knees? The answer is that the Gemara was assuming that you were wearing something there already. That's what it means. The Kesar Rush understands that the Gemara is talking about someone who's only wearing the beged and nothing else, and therefore the talus katan should go until the knees. The Yalta Menachem says Rav Menachem Mendel Rimanov was careful to wear a talis katan that went to the knees. Rav Yaakov Goldstein in the Shir Talis Katan elaborates on the Shita as well. The Gra seems to hold the same way. Along with Rav Menachem Mendel Rimanov, I guess that's what the Hasidim and the Snagdim agree in one regard. The Rebbe of Rapshitz, the Rebbe of Shinova, all held the talis katan goes into the knees. Now, it should be noted that the Mishavura makes no mention of this. So the Mishavura obviously holds that this Chumrah is not something we need to be careful about. But if somebody does it, we should understand what the Chumrah is coming from. The Eishel Avram writes, we shouldn't make a bracha on the Talis Katan nowadays because it also doesn't go to the knees, but everybody rejects that as well, and we make a bracha. I mean, everybody here makes a bracha on their Talis, so it doesn't matter, but we do have people make brachas on the Talis Katan. The last thing, when it comes to the measurements, is let's talk about shoulders and round versus V-neck, a big discussion, okay? We're not going to take a poll here. But first, let's talk about shoulders. The Maharil is quoted in the Tshuvas HaChadasha, since it's in the Dalet, and the Matamosha cites this, and the Magen Avraham cites this, that you must have wide shoulders on a talis katan, and he explains why. Lo leisi avira dahaygisa udahaygisa revatale. There's a principle when it comes to Erevin, walls in Erevin. If I have a large airspace and a small wall and a large airspace, then the two large airspaces are mevatel. They overwhelm the smaller wall and it's as if it's not there. If there's two large airspaces on either side of a wall. The Tosas writes in Erevin, sorry, so that's the Shita of the Ma'aril, that if you have just two little like straps over here and not real shoulders on the tzitzis, so then the airspace in the middle is going to be mevatel. It's going to be as if there's nothing there on the sides. The Matzah Shekel says this is simply an expression. It doesn't make any sense that airspace is mevatel a beged. Tosfos and Erevin Daf Yud says there's no such thing as being mevatel with airspace outside of mechitza. What he means is that the shoulders of the beged should be nicker. It should be obvious. Or else it's not a beged. If you just have like a piece of fabric in the front, a piece of fabric in the back, and two little like straps or threads holding it together, that's not a beged. The Mishabura writes in Sif Katan Aleph that you have to have wide shoulders on a talis katan so they're considered a beged and not mitsuos, straps. The Chazanish rejects this. And he says the neck hole is wider than the shoulders, then it's considered paritz meruba al ha'omed. The Chazanish says you need to make sure that the neck hole, the width of the neck hole, is not greater than the combined area of the shoulders of your tzitzis, or else the space is being mevatelet. The Kovetz Igros, he adds that the shoulders should be 21 centimeters wide each, the neck hole should be 18, he has a whole cheshbon over there. According to the Mishabur and Sifka, that's the sheet of the, so that's the machlokes over there. Nowadays, it's not such an issue. All the tzitzis we buy have pretty wide shoulders, so it's not such a big deal. The next thing is V-neck versus round. I wear round. I'll talk about my personal dress code. I wear round, not V-neck, having to do with the following issue here. The Mishabura in the long piece here in Sifkat and Dalid says the minig of Anshei Maisis have an am in the front, an am in the back. That's what we said before. And to exclude the neck hole in that calculation. The Chaznish says no. The Chaznish says that the beged, as long as it's omeid meruba al haparetz, as long as there is more space on the length than there is in the neck hole, which almost always is, then it's combined, and the entire length of the beged is two amos, and the entire width is one. Meaning, according to Chaznish, when you're measuring the length of your talis katan, as long as it's two amos from one end to the other, you can ignore the neck hole. According to the Mishabura, you must have an amma to the neck hole, a gap, and then an amma to the neck hole to the other end as well. You don't need to be machmer according to the Chazanish. The Orchos Rabbeinu says at the end of the Chazanish's life, he was machmer to ask for a beged that followed the Mishabura, and they asked for Chaim Kanievsky, and he said the Chazanish didn't retract his psak, he was simply being machmer for the Mishabura. What's the status of a V-neck in this discussion? So some poskim want to say, they cite the name of Chaim Kanievsky, that the cut in the V-neck cannot be counted in the Shir Yama. And he feels that this is the understanding of the Mishabura as well. But according to the above logic of the Chaznish, there's no reason why it shouldn't count. The Chaznish writes, Dekara lo chashim kechaser a tear is not considered something that is missing, but kevan derov hatal shalem hakara akra einu mafsid. If most of the talus is intact, then the rip in the talus katan does not count. So the Chazanish is saying that even if there is a separation by the v-neck, it would be okay. Nevertheless, the minag in brisk is if you have a v-neck talus katan, they fasten with a button at the top. They fasten with the button to make sure that it comes together. So lemaisa halach lemaisa piyat. L'chumra, l'chumra, l'chumra. If a person wanted to keep all of the chumras in Hilchos Tzitzis regarding the shir of the beged, you would have a round neck. You would have an amma of 58 centimeters on one end, and you would have a chumra of the mishabura and the chaznish. Because remember, the chaznish doesn't say that you have to look at the hole. So you would have a chumra of the mishabura that you don't calculate the hole. You would have an amma on one end, an amma on the other end, which was 58 centimeters each, and that's what we do with chumra. How does that look in the modern day dress codes in the Sfarim stores? You gotta measure, you gotta see. But again, makula, you can still make a bracha as long as it is 3/4 of an amma on each end, but l'chumra, it would be best to have an amma on each end when it comes to the talus katan. Okay.